The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KWFM Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, happy Thursday, fellow foodies. Here we are again, broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KWFM AM 1330, The Star. Matt Russell here, broadcasting on a beautiful Thursday afternoon for the most delicious hour on radio. And there's just so much going on here. And if you're not following us on Facebook, you should be, because there is where we announce who our guests are going to be, where we're going to be doing our live remote broadcasts from, what great restaurants in town are giving away great gift certificates and all kinds of great specials. Facebook.com/onthemenulive. Please join our large and growing community of foodies. Also, check us out on our website, www.onthemenulive.com, to listen to some past shows, to listen to me eat and drink of all the wonderful things from heaven itself all across southern Arizona. In fact, if you are not near a radio here, in fact, if you're traveling across the country and you don't want to miss the show, we stream live every Thursday at 5 Arizona time on onthemenulive.com. Well, you know, he's back, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I run into this guy a couple of days ago, and I thought, you know, it's been a few weeks since he's been on the show, and what better person to be our celebrity co-host for this Thursday's edition of On the Menu Live. He's the Tucson Community Manager for Yelp.com, and before I say his name, I got to back up from the microphone a little bit, because it's one of the most fun names to say, and you can't just say it, you got to announce it. His name is Corey Dane is in the house.
Thank you. It's great to be back here.
It's impossible. And I say this every time you're on the show. It's impossible to, you mean, just even when you just walk in the door with all you are and all that you represent, you just, I have to break out into song for crying out loud. Consider it my own special way of yelping.
I appreciate it. I appreciate hearing it. I am fond of your name as well. I love shouting it across any restaurant we happen to run into one another at, which seems to be a lot these days.
It certainly does. And, you know, there's no, make no misunderstanding, you will know if Matt Russell and Corey Dane are in the same restaurant at the same time. That's a newsworthy moment.
It's true.
And everybody's going to know.
I don't know how they fit the two of us. I mean, I don't know how places do it.
I mean, look, we're already having so much fun, and we're like, we've already cut through 2 minutes. This is amazing. But anyway, Tucson Community Manager for Yelp.com. You have a great job. You get to sort of coordinate and navigate all the local Yelpings. People have great things to say about great service providers, great bars, great lounges, a great barber shop, a great dance studio, all kinds of great things. What are people yelping about these days?
These days, Matt, it is all about food trucks online.
Oh, yeah.
There is this wave of chit-chat about food trucks, mobile meals, meals on wheels, wheelie good food, whatever you want to call it.
Pretty good, Corey.
You like that? Yeah, I just came up with that. They are all the rage in Tucson right now. And, Matt, we definitely have to point out that food trucks have been in Tucson for a while.
Right.
You know, people have been hitching up the hot dog shack, the little taco thing, you know, to the truck, driving it all over town.
Yeah.
But now there's this new wave of mobile eating with all these interesting flavor combinations, a lot of international eats, locally sourced ingredients, gluten-free options, really great cuisine all over town. And it's great to see that people are writing reviews for them and getting the word out about them.
Yeah, I love it. I was in Los Angeles last week, and I was fascinated by the manifestations of the food truck craze out in LA, because, I mean, literally miles of trucks just parked all along, and you can dine across the world in just a couple of blocks by
nice.
The sort of ethnicity of your choice, ethnic food of your choice. And we here in Tucson can celebrate that, because Tucson has sort of caught the buzz about the food truck thing. Now, where do you think this whole thing started? I mean, there's just been this this explosion of food truckdom in Tucson. Where did it all come from?
I like that. Explosion of food truckdom.
Yeah, that's what I do for a living.
I'm going to steal that and pretend I came up with it. Honestly, I think it's these great chefs who decided that they wanted to bring their food to as many people as possible.
Right.
And, you know, things are a little spread out in Tucson. You got to get in the car. You got to make the drive if you want want to go to some of the great restaurants that we have. So I think it became easy for them to take that cuisine on the move and, you know, plant in a parking lot here, drive over to a movie theater here, gather, you know, at this location here, and really expose themselves to as many people as possible.
That's great. Where are you seeing some of the, you know, the more well-known congregations of food trucks popping up across town?
There's some really great ones that congregate downtown. So Mafuco is this really cool blend of Mexican and Korean. So they take, you know, your typical Mexican taco with really great seasoned sauteed beef, and then they put kimchi on top.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Which I've eaten before, but I actually had to look up, you know, just to learn all the ingredients that go into that with the cabbage and the chili powder and the flakes of the minced garlic. So that's a pretty popular one downtown. And then the farmers markets.
Oh, yeah.
Those are another great area where you can get 3, 4, 5, 6 trucks and a great group of people trying out different things. So the one at Maynard's on Saturdays, obviously the one at St. Philip's on Sunday, and then now there's the Santa Cruz over in the Mercado District on Thursdays.
Great. One of the ones that I have hearing a lot about is over by the new microbrewery that just opened up a few weeks ago called Borderlands. I'm fascinated by what they're doing. I mean, it's a tasting room for now. They might sort of grow the vision a little bit, but down there on North Toole downtown is this wonderful place called Borderlands Brewing Company. They're brewing about 4 or 5 beers right now. I was there last night, had a couple of beers, some wonderful IPAs. Really, really well done. But when you walk outside of the bar, the food trucks are right there, almost like you've imagined them to be there for you and you alone.
Nice.
I mean, it's like this mirage great. That comes out of nowhere.
Dinner
and
Dinner is served. Yeah, you bring up a great point. And people have picked up on that in Tucson. There's actually a committee that's organized called Tucson Food Trucks. And these guys, at least once a month, sometimes twice in a month, will gather all these trucks in a huge area, get a bunch of people out there. And it's really great to see. I mean, I'm talking like 15, 20. There was one, I think, with 25 trucks recently.
Oh, my gosh.
Parked in this one area. So they're on Yelp. From Yelp, you can kind of link to their Facebook page and kind of read about where they're at and where they're going to be next month.
I love the fact that kimchi is being incorporated into the food truck offering.
How cool is that?
You know, when I was a kid, I think I was the only kid under 5 that actually enjoyed this stuff. I mean, my parents introduced me to a wide variety of cuisine when I was a kid, and kimchi, we actually made it at home. And I don't know if you know the story. So you put all of the ingredients together and you seal it in a mason jar, and then, Corey, you bury the jar for like months, about a foot underground, and then there's a big ceremony where you unearth the jar of kimchi, and you know, it doesn't have the most pleasant aroma when it comes out of the ground, but you just have to appreciate the wisdom of the culture, that Korean culture that went into this whole process where you bury your food.
How
it's like
cool
a time
is
capsule,
that?
And then you bring it back up and you eat it. It's just a wonderful cultural experience of great Korean food.
That's amazing. I love that.
I love that. So if you've buried your kimchi lately?
I have not buried my kimchi. I might try, though.
I don't know.
Just to unearth something.
Just to unearth something. You know, and I'm struggling to find the segue between unearthing things and kimchi and burying your food to our wine of the week segment. I don't think Yvonne Fouché is burying any of her wine over there at Catavino's, but, you know.
She's unveiling them.
Bringing
them.
Oh, she's just bringing them to earth.
To us.
All to see. It's a ceremony. Anyway, the drama is just manifest in a beautiful way right here at KWFM, the star. Yvonne Fouché, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, you know, no surprise, we're having a great time. The only thing missing here is you, my dear. But we know that you have your duty calls for you to be there at Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room to host these wonderful wine-themed parties every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You know, it's Thursday. You're kicking off a theme right now, right down there at Catavino's, and you've had a whole week to discover what will be the wine of the week for Corey Dane and for Matt Russell, and we're waiting anxiously for you to reveal this good news.
Well, you know, I would have called in earlier, but I was out back unburying the the wine of the week here. You know?
So you're getting a little dirt under your nails.
Yeah,
you've unearthed this wonderful time capsule. What's the wine of the week?
Well, actually, the wine of the week is also the wine of the month here at Catavino's, and that's why I've had it for a month now. And it's been out back, and we brought it out today, or yesterday, I should say. And it is the Palo Santo Malbec out of Argentina. This is 100% Malbec. It's the 2009. And it's out where the Palo Santo vineyards are, is in the northwest corner of Argentina, and it's the highest vineyards in all of Argentina. Hmm. So this is like at 6,500
feet. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes. So this is a cold climate, and it produces very distinct wines. What we have in this one is we have blueberries, black cherries. There's some white pepper. There's a hint of chocolate on the finish. It's got some sweet oak associated with it. I even tasted a little bit of green tea when I was tasting it a little bit ago. That I don't have that in my tasting notes, and I thought, boy, I need to add some little bit of green tea to it.
So your palate is a sophisticated palate. I mean, tasting reports are very subjective, but Yvonne, if you're pulling a green tea out of a Malbec,
fine.
I need to hang out with Yvonne a little bit more often.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's reminiscent of that Chinese restaurant I ate at last night. I'm not sure.
So with this 100% Malbec, again, the high altitudes of Argentina, you know, you think of the kinds of climates that really maximize the grapes with a good Pinot Noir, likes the cool regions, as Zinfandel really likes things hot.
Mm-hmm.
You find sort of the true Malbec experience with these higher altitudes?
Well, actually, you know, this is a little bit drier of a Malbec.
Hmm.
And a lot of the Malbec that a lot of people are very used to is a very fruity Malbec.
Right.
Now, this one has that little bit of sweet oak tannins on the finish, and it actually is a style that I love. It's got a little bit of dust on it.
Mm.
It to me, wines like this taste a little more refined. They taste a little more, it's a little on the old world style.
Right.
Rather than a real over-extracted kind of wine. So it has some real wonderful flavors, a lot of them being subtle. They don't sock you in the face with, you know, their profile. So what that means is that, first of all, it goes excellent with food.
Yeah, that's what exactly where I was going.
Yeah, you know, so you could, man, this, oh, any kind of beef or pork or even a chicken that has some strong flavors with it, fowl, you know, if you did even duck or something, this would go excellent with that. But then it doesn't have that sweet edge to it. So you can sit down and you can drink multiple glasses of it and not
now
start,
we're talking.
You know, it doesn't start getting cloyy in your mouth to where you're like, you know, I need to move to something that doesn't, that isn't dessert.
So this is one that has staying power then. And as you're talking about the tasting report, I'm thinking of you know, a lovely sort of skirt steak grilled with a chimichurri with a lot of good parsley and garlic and olive oil. I think that's, you know, big enough to stand up to this wine. And that wine really is, you could start with an appetizer with this wine. And you, like you said, you don't even need to switch wines when you're moving on to something a little bit more robust.
Exactly. No, this is one of those wines that it just moves from start to finish.
So,
it stays with you the whole time.
So we've got the 2009 Palo Santo 100% Malbec as the wine of the week. Now, how much is this bad boy?
Mm.
I caught you drinking.
You're already drinking a glass.
Busted.
I had to be sure.
Busted.
I had to be sure.
Yeah, our listeners do demand authenticity. They want to hear Yvonne drinking, you know? Then they know that she's done all the heavy lifting.
Well, you know, I mean, I do my quality assurance as we're talking. That's just how it works.
That's what we expect. So how much is this wine?
Well, you know, I've been researching this online, and I can't find it for less than $15.
Hmm.
I ran across a screaming deal, and I jumped on it. And I'm retailing this for $9.99.
How dare you?
Oh,
how dare
cow.
You do that? Unbelievable.
Yes.
For their...
I know. I shouldn't have told everybody that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I hope you have a pretty good inventory of.
Hopefully, you've unearthed enough for Tucson.
Yeah. Bury some for me, please. I don't know if there's going to be anything left. Anyway, tonight, Friday, and Saturday, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, you're going to be able to have a chance to taste a flight of 6 premium wines at Catavinos, alongside some wonderful cheese. This wine of the week is among those that are going to be showcased. What kind of theme are you working on for this weekend?
Well, obviously, we've got the Super Bowl happening.
Yes,
here.
We do.
So all of these wines are wines that stand up to a Super Bowl party.
Nice.
Not everybody loves to drink beer or drink only beer. They may go back and forth, or maybe they're just wine drinkers, but there's always a lot of food at the Super Bowl party, and so we've got like this great white blend, a Chardonnay, a Tempranillo, this Malbec, a red blend, and a wonderful Garnacha.
Mm.
So, yeah, this is This is all about the Super Bowl this weekend, and I'll be taking a couple of bottles of this with me to the party I'm going to.
And that's a great idea, and I think a challenge to our listeners. Resist the temptation to get a 12-pack of Coors and bring that as a hostess gift for a football party. You know, surprise your host and your hostess by bringing them a lovely bottle of wine. You know, two or three bottles of wine. Show that you have a wonderful palate, a wonderful passion for the grape, and to sort of challenge the assumption that you can't drink something other than beer or a Super Bowl. I think a wine Super Bowl is a new trend that I'm all over.
There you go.
Anyway, Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Happy, Wine Burying Awareness Week at Catavinos. Happy Super Bowl, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks so much. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break. Learn a thing or two about Catavinos, and when we come back, it's Valentine's Day coming up. You don't want to miss this. Stick around.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live with our celebrity co-host for this week, the Tucson community manager for Yelp.com, Corey Dane.
Hello, hello.
Hey, it's always so much fun having you here behind the microphone, whether we're here in the studio or at some of Tucson's best restaurants. You know, we take the show on the road. We always, moving and grooving here, talking about great food, great wine. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Always great to be here. I appreciate it.
So Valentine's Day is coming up. And, if you think about Valentine's Day next week, it's probably too late. You know, you have to honor the one you love and you have to give yourself a little bit of time to really structure this Valentine's evening dinner with you and your loved one. You know, you do it in a special way. And I thought, let's get Corey on the show, get a sense of what people are yelping at about when it comes to wonderful romantic places here in Tucson. And there's so many of them. You know, what are you finding out there?
There's some great ones. So we sort of broke it down. And the first one up is a great first date spot. So people on Yelp are a fan of Jack's Kitchen. That's kind of always been the case, but just recently, and I know they talked to you about this recently too, they've kind of done a little facelift there.
Yes.
So it's got this really cool, approachable, revitalized spirit, great energy when you walk in there. It's extremely inviting. You got a staff who really knows food, and I gotta say, Brian and Jenny put some of the best holiday menus together. I was there, probably the most recent trip was for New Year's, had this awesome, awesome deal going, great foods, they course it out for you, so you don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, that's great.
Just sitting down and enjoy. My favorite course was dessert. It was amazing. It was this molten gingerbread cake, so I know they've got something planned for Valentine's Day, something super special that they're going to get going. We're going to get those details on Yelp. We'll link over to
great.
Brian's site so you can read a little bit more.
Great atmosphere for the first date, too, because it's not stuffy. It's not pretentious. Everyone
exactly.
is there to support you, and whatever kind of night you want to have, they're going to be all over that.
Exactly.
Great location for
and
a first
date. And it's
where
I introduced Brian to his fiance, so you know,
oh,
there's
a little bit of Corey
in their hearts. There's a lot of love in Jack's.
I love it.
All right, so you're ready to go steady, right?
Yep.
You got through the first date. Go steady at the dish. A little bit
yes!
more intimate.
Thank you.
A little bit smaller.
Yeah.
You know, got to give those guys a call ahead, though, because it's definitely small enough with only about 8 tables or so in the small bar that you want to make sure that you can get a seat. So Amanda B. believes that that intimate atmosphere is perfect if you're looking for a night out where you can just split everything with the one that you love. She does their fancy salad, which is their mixed greens, goat cheese, and pancetta, and does their pork special, whatever that is. And right now what they've got going this winter is a grilled chop with cauliflower, ivory, lentil gratin, wilted spinach, and this walnut and tart cherry au jus that just delicately graces that chop.
I don't even know what to say.
It's amazing.
That's great. You know,
it's amazing.
And you take you're going steady and you take your girlfriend or your boyfriend friend of the dish. That in and of itself is saying, you know, this is someone who really likes me.
Yeah, I care about you.
I love it.
I care about you enough to split these things with you. Exactly.
Right. All right, so we made it through. You know, we're going steady.
Exactly.
Where are we going next?
What's next? You got to pop the question.
You got to do it.
You got to pop the question. So why not go all out, pick a place like Vivace?
Yes.
Really popular one with Yelpers. Raul sat down there recently with his wife over there at River and Campbell St. Phillips, and they started with escargot with artichokes baked in gorgonzola cheese and butter.
Oh, that does it.
Then he did the crab-filled breaded chicken breast, and she did four cheese manicotti. Not one, not two, not three, but four cheeses stuffed in their handmade pasta and topped with this amazing tomato sage mushroom sauce.
Now, you think the ring was buried somewhere in among all that cheese?
She's digging through this manicotti cheese. Exactly.
That's great. I mean, yeah. How fun. You know, there are some great romantic restaurants here in Tucson. You know, I actually, it's not particularly a romantic one, but I actually proposed to my then girlfriend 21 years ago, who I, you know, Nancy, who I've been married to now for 20 years, at the Golden Dragon. It used to be called North China, up on the Sunrise and Swan.
Okay.
I actually put the ring inside of a fortune cookie, super glued the ends together.
Look at you.
And you know, when the meal came, we ate the meal, the fortune cookies were delivered, she opened the cookie out, fell the ring.
Nice.
I took a knee, and the rest is history.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Look at you guys.
I get a little bit emotional when I talk about that.
Nice.
21 years
later. Fortune cookie situation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very,
you know,
crafty.
I had a dream that I did it that way, so I said to myself, I've really got to do it this way.
That's
something
happen.
Is telling me that I got to do it.
It's got to happen.
So,
exactly.
So I love the romance all around town.
Great places to sit down and dine. And then what's really cool too is that people started recommending other places if you don't want to do the whole dinner thing. So one really popular one that came up time and time again was Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics.
Yeah, Tom Alfonso was a hero. Yeah,
over,
love what
over
he's done.
Over in St. Phillips there, only open a short while, but they have really quickly made a name for themselves offering just a really cool selection and variety, things that include infusions like honey ginger and fig and garlic and roasted onion and blood orange. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on.
Beautiful.
Best part about the place, you go there, you know, with your honey and you try things. They've got breads and pound cakes and you just dip and you just try a bunch of different things. And when you come across something that you love, they'll bottle it up for you. They'll send it home with you. You can cook with your sweetheart in the kitchen and make an evening of it.
And what better way to the heart of the one you love than with oil?
Exactly. With oil,
right.
Or syrupy balsamic vinegar.
Oh, that's just love
just
juice.
Drenched
that's
over,
love juice.
You know, a bowl of ice cream, a chocolate balsamic over some ice cream or pound cake.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That would do it for me.
Can you do the rest of the show? Because I got to go home now.
Got to make a trip first.
I got to make a trip. Anyway, so we got about another minute left in this segment. What's
last
what else
one I'll throw out
up?
There? We just talked to Yvonne. Catavinos was one that came up a lot.
Good for
her. Eric G. and his wife Jamie actually just welcomed the youngest Yelper in Tucson into the world. They just had a baby. But before that, they would go to these tastings, you know, and you interact with a great group of people. For $10, you're trying six amazing wines. You're meeting wines. You're meeting people. It's just a real cool setting to take somebody really special that you love, too.
Yeah, and I always say, when I go into Catavinos, well, if I go in there with a friend, you know, I'm going to leave with five because it's this wonderful sort of community living room that Yvonne has built, where you come in and you become a part of the Catavinos family, and you're going to find each other on each other's Christmas card lists and holiday lists, and it's fascinating to me what she's built down there.
Exactly, and love, you know, comes in different ways, you know, and sometimes it's just friends, and it's good food, it's good wine. It doesn't necessarily have to be a date night, so just a cool alternative there.
So for all the Corey Dane fans and fanatics across Southern Arizona, where are you going to be on Valentine's Day evening?
Wow.
Talk about putting you on the spot.
Yeah, geez, it's a little warm in here. Could we crack a window? I currently don't have any plans.
Oh, look, the phones are lighting up as we speak. Yes, Corey Dane is actually available on Valentine's Day.
I am looking for something to do, so you can certainly find me on Yelp and...
Yelp.com in the Tucson community. Now we've made him blush. He looks just like that Malbec that Yvonne was talking about. Anyway, Corey, stick around. We're going to take a quick CNN news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to one of the classic culinary figures in this community, Jonathan Landine from Jonathan Tucson's Cork. You don't want to miss
wait.
It.
CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. A senior administration official says Defense Secretary Leon Panetta believes an attack by Israel on Iran could come this spring. CNN's Barbara Start, the Pentagon says the U.S. is trying to figure out what the Israelis really are up to.
Is Israel just once again making these statements, or is there something else going on here? That's what they're trying to determine. That is part, I believe, of what Panetta is trying to reflect, the great uncertainty in the coming months.
In only 1 year, the U.S. government's no-fly list has more than doubled. Officials say a change in criteria is one reason for the uptick to now nearly 21,000 names on that list. The Senate, by a 96-3 vote, approved a bill that would make it clear that it's illegal for members of Congress to trade stocks based on inside information they learn. The legislation now moves to the House for its consideration. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Get in the zone!
If your car's battery is over 4 years old, it could be living on borrowed time. And they always seem to fail at the worst possible time. So get yours checked today, free, at AutoZone. And if you need a new one, get Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough and built with patented technologies, so you can count on them all year long in any weather. And they're only at AutoZone. So get your battery tested today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
It's after work. You look at your iPhone and discover an urgent request. You could drive back to the office to log onto your computer, but who wants to do that? With the new Go to My PC app for the iPhone, you could take care of that last-minute request from anywhere. Use the Go to My PC app by Citrix to access your work computer to work on any program or file. It's like having your computer in your pocket. Try it free for 45 days. Download the free app, then visit gotomypc.com, click the Try It Free button, enter promo code 45.
Now at the Home Depot, get a Valencia bath vanity for the new lower price of $199. For less than $200, you get the stylish hazelnut cabinet, the white porcelain sink, and the beautiful matching mirror. And you could get a whole new bathroom. Because at our Savings Spectacular, you'll find Get It Done savings on faucets, fixtures, flooring, and more. Starting with a Valencia vanity, now $199. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey Tucson, check out downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub. Lively, fun, and delicious Hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft, and a late-night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. hubdowntown.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell. Beautiful.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting live with our celebrity co-host for the week, Tucson community manager for Yelp.com, Corey Dane.
Good to be here with you, Matt.
Always a pleasure to have you here, sir. Just moving and grooving, having a lovely bite, having a lovely drink. And when you think about great bites and great drinks, you know, there are many pathways in this community, but somehow a lot of them end up there at the top of Restaurant Row on Tancredi. And I thought, you know, let's go to the Oracle of Wisdom in the culinary arts in this community, and let's talk to one of my best friends from Jonathan's Cork. Jonathan Landine is in the house.
Hey.
What's up, Chef?
Well, you guys got, you got good energy today, and I'm glad to hear Corey's visiting.
Yeah, I mean,
it's good to be here.
Every time I run into Corey, I say, you know, you got to come on the show. And when he heard Jonathan Landine was going to be our special guest, he cleared his calendar, Chef.
Had to be here. Big
fan,
Jonathan.
We had a great event. We had a great event with him at the restaurant. It was really fun.
We had an awesome time. People are still talking about it, Jonathan.
Good. Well, you know, speaking of great events at Jonathan's Cork, I think history was being made today at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because Jonathan, you and your restaurant hosted an interesting event that I don't think has ever happened on the patio of the Cork. Tell our listeners about what happened today.
Wasn't that great? Dave Sitton announced his candidacy for U.S. Congress.
He did, indeed.
On the patio of the Cork today, and it was my pleasure to tell a little story about him and introduce the Colonel Kent Lawbaum.
Right.
You know, he's retired Air Force, former commander at the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, and he spoke glowingly of the need for the nation and really supported Dave, and it was great. And he had nice comments and was really supportive. He's always been supportive of us, but, you know, you got to admit, I think he might have got his first paycheck ever here.
Well, I think that's part of the story, because, you know, of all the places to announce your candidacy for Congress, for crying out loud, to go up there to Tancredi, to Jonathan's Cork, there has to be a great story there. Now, certainly, you're a small business owner, Jonathan, and you know better than anyone else what kinds of, opportunities and pitfalls are before small business owners in this community. And I'm glad to hear Dave, you know, sort of talk about that. But for him to choose Jonathan's Cork, what's the story there? Of all the places.
Well, you know, Dave first got a job here in 74, and I think he was probably just out of high school.
He must have been
really close, and he waited tables and he bartended here, and he knew the guys that were involved. It was back in 74, though it was built in 66, but boy, in 74 it was kind of the place to be,
right?
And you know, there were so many movers and shakers, old Tucson families, the Drachmans and the Touches and everybody you can think of, and they all come over here for a cocktail. He was the East Side hangout. The Solarium had been built, but the Cork was still a real place to come, and everybody almost always at least stopped in once or twice or more than that for a cocktail and dinner with the family. And we've had three generations of diners here. I mean, we saw Kimberly Clements out in the supporting audience today. And she's coming here, and Chris Clements is coming here with his children. And, you know, his dad, Bill, was a huge supporter of the Cork. So the generations of people who have come through and dined at the Cork and enjoyed our food and also kept us kind of on the beam, you know?
Right.
It takes that kind of long-time commitment, but also your regulars are the ones who tell you if you're doing it right and if you're keeping with the tradition.
Yeah, and the number of regulars in Tucson of Jonathan's Quirk are, you know, it's just, you can't count them all. And what I love about this, you know, the family approach that you've created, you keep telling that quirk story with your own manifestations of art and how you approach the culinary opportunity so differently, I think, than so many other folks here. And I think, you know, a testament to your leadership and being a part of the Tucson Originals is something that I celebrate. But, you know, just looking at your menu, I mean, this is a kind of a place that does things, you know, differently. And you're sort of the mastermind around exotic game and meats. Talk a little bit about your menu and how that sort of is distinctive in this community.
Well, and some of it's a bit of a throwback because we still have the Cork Pride, which is the baseball cut.
Yes.
We have stuff on the menu that has been on the menu since 1966, prime rib, crab legs. But the other things that we do, we have a duck dish that we've been doing for a long time, and we've actually changed that over to a barbecue duck now.
Mm-hmm.
It's selling great. We bring oysters in every week from Washington, so we have those, and we do them Rockefeller, but we do a little different Rockefeller style, a creamier Rockefeller. We serve venison almost every night, and when we can get it, we serve ostrich, we serve bison. I have a lot of hunters who I cook for who are game hunters and go out and, you know, and have the pleasure of enjoying our Arizona fish and game, beautiful countryside. And they bring their game in, and they have it processed, and they take it home and eat it. They bring a little in here for us to have fun and cook it up for them. Sometimes, you know, the guys who really enjoy being out in the field don't always enjoy the kitchen work, so we take over that for them.
All the heavy lifting, as it were, yeah. And the setting, I think, is one of my favorite places in town, especially, you know, when you walk in that bar that you have.
That bar is incredible.
It's just this iconic Tucson bar that it stands for generations, you know, and I can see. Well, you know, my son is 17, so he's got a few years. But it would be I'd be a proud father one day to see my own son. Anyway, it's just everything from the setting and the wood and the art, the Western art that's on the wall. And there's even some of the old cleavers that were menus back in the 1960s that you've seen fit to sort of, you know, carry on and talk about the old days in addition to the new days. And I love the fact that we're in this time of year because, you know, here we are in January and February, and we're thinking about gem shows and we're thinking about golf tournaments, and the restaurant industry is alive and well, Jonathan Landine.
We're celebrating the fact that, yeah, there's a huge amount of money that has come into Tucson every February, and is certainly needed, and we enjoy it. And plus, the people from all over the world are so interesting. We just had a table of 10 last night in from Canada. I have a bunch of German guys who come and dine with us almost every night. If you're in the bar right now, there's 10 conquistadors having a meeting about the breakfast for the Sunday event at the golf tournament, at the match play. So, I mean, it's just a cross-section of what's happening in Tucson. And people don't mind coming and driving from Green Valley or Saddlebrook. You know, they'll come and visit us, maybe not as often as they'd like, but they come from all over the city, and now they come from all over the state. And, of course, these 2 weeks, they come from all over the world.
Yeah, and people come, and, you know, time and time again, if we're going to be coming to Tucson for the Gem Show, we have to make sure that Jonathan's is a stop, you know, on our tour while we're there, because it would not be a complete visit to the Old Pueblo if you didn't get to see Jonathan Landine.
Well, have some fun. You know, the guys are great. It's a pleasure. It was so nice to have everybody here today and see you doing so well, and it looks like you've got quite a job ahead of you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time. You know, we've got a candidate that we're very proud of and very supportive of, and nobody asked for this special election. I mean, it's something that, you know, that happened, and we are, you know, sort of out there and honoring the work that's been done and representing this district, and you know, we've got some work to do. But Dave Sitton is an American patriot. He's a hero. He's been a friend of mine for years, and I'm very excited about his candidacy, and to have it done there, announced right on the patio where there have been many patio pig parties at Jonathan's for generations
exactly.
Back. I just love it. So anyway, we're approaching Valentine's Day, and Corey and I were just talking about, you know, on Yelp.com, there's interesting places, romantic atmospheres, the kinds of things that you want to do with someone that you love at Jonathan's. And, you know, love and Jonathan go hand in hand. I mean,
well,
Jonathan,
this year,
and I'm not afraid to say on live radio that I love you, Jonathan Landine. There, I said it. Anyway, what do you got up your sleeve for Valentine's Day, sir?
Yeah, well, And don't let me forget, we have something really special that we're doing this year. If you call in for reservation and you would like, we will put a one-pound bag of Almond Roca candy in a Valentine's Day bag on your table. Yep.
Stop.
I'm just telling you. I'm not saying you're going to get lucky. I'm just going to say it won't hurt.
Jonathan, I just lit up. I thought January 1st was my last day, and I buy my 8 pounds to last.
We're going to make a couple hundred pounds of Almond Roca. I have it available to sell starting next Tuesday. And then for Valentine's Day, we're doing a great barbecue pork chop. We have certainly have our 6-ounce surf and turf with a 5-ounce lobster tail, but we're going to stuff a sea bass with julienne vegetables, green onion, carrot, zucchini, celery, a little garlic, Cabrillo al Horno. We're going to stuff some beautiful Danish blue cheese, which is so creamy and mild. Put a plug of that right in the center of an 8-ounce filet and grill it up.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know, all that stuff is available, plus our full regular menu, no price changes, no service, extra service charges. Just we have so many regulars that we cannot afford to make a mistake and try to be a little aggressive on Valentine's Day just for one day. So we run the full regular menu, and sometimes we take the hit, so everybody should understand that we have a small kitchen, but it's our desire to have you come in and have your favorite item no matter what it is.
And that's the experience that you're going to get at Jonathan's is you have given the people what they want. They've been coming in for generations, and I'm just so proud of you for carrying that legacy forward from the old Cork days and really making it your own in a way that has captivated foodies all across this town. Now, let me just have a disclaimer here on the Almond Roca. Now, this is not Almond Roca, sir, that you just go and buy cases of at Costco. I mean, this is Almond Roca made by hand.
Right.
And it's amazing.
Every batch is about a 50 to 60-pound batch.
Oh, my gosh.
We hand chop it. We measure it out. We take all the little crumbles and leftovers, and we use that for special desserts. It is great sprinkled over ice cream. But the Almond Roca itself has been, I think we sold over 1,200, maybe 1,400 pounds between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year.
Oh, my
Unbelievable.
Goodness.
So it's a popular item, and people are disappointed. But you know what? They're disappointed when we run out, but they're grateful because
of course they are.
It's very addicting.
Now let me ask you this: are you going to be posing for photo ops when people come in for Valentine's Day? Because I'm getting tweets and I'm getting Facebook messages about Jonathan Landine being on the show, and our listeners want to know. Now, is that mustache wax that you use? Is that a gel? Is that like Guy Fieri says, it's duck fat? I mean, how do you beautifully mold that work of art that sits under your nose?
It should be duck fat, but it is actually a really nice wax called Pernod. And I used to buy it at Walgreens. I don't know where I get it now. I think my wife buys it at Sally's Beauty Supply or somewhere. But it's a beeswax based wax, and once you put it on, the great thing about Arizona is it's so dry here that it just firms right up, and that mustache stays well in place throughout the evening.
And you really move and groove back there in the kitchen. You're not one of these restaurateurs that hangs out in the bar and greets his guests and sits with them all night. I mean, you're out there working, and for that thing, that beautiful, glorious mustache, to keep its shape during a night of aerobic activity in the kitchen at Jonathan's, I mean, that stands up to the test of time.
Thanks.
I love it.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you, guys.
So when you go into Jonathan's, if someone has never been into Jonathan's and you want them to have kind of the quintessential Jonathan Landine culinary experience of everything on the menu, is there one thing? I know that's probably the hardest question you've ever been asked, because you've got to choose from among all your beautiful children. But what are you going to prepare for someone that says, I want to see Landine and I want to see him now?
One of the things that, first of all, the jalapeno bacon wrap shrimp, which you had the pleasure of experiencing today.
I had more than
with
one.
A little red chili cream sauce.
Yeah.
I think that's an essence of Jonathan's, but it's also really an essence of the Southwest.
Right. Yeah. What beautiful.
Very regional.
He didn't even practice for that, Corey. I mean, he just knocked that out.
It is
a Jonathan experience. It is a Southwestern experience, and it's all wrapped up into this beautiful package of love. I mean, I think I had about six of them today, Chef.
Come in and try our fish. We have a great selection of fresh seafood, always salmon, but we buy a tremendous amount of Cabrillo from the Baja. We try to get all Mexican fish as much as we can, at least one item every night. So that one, done with a little Veracruz or something like that. Fabulous.
Wonderful. Anyway, Jonathan, tell us exactly where you're located. Telephone number for reservations, because you're going to be full, I'm sure.
Reservation number 296-1631. Our address is 6320 East Tanque Verde, but we are actually south of the intersection of Tankaverde, Pima, and Wilmot. So just before that light, just south of that light, turn in our driveway, come in and see us. We're open late night dining Wednesday through Saturday. Kitchen stays open until midnight. So if you're out watching the game tonight and the Cats win, go Cats. Come on over and have a cocktail and a macaroni and cheese.
Oh, man, I love it. Right at the top of Restaurant Row, an iconic Tucson establishment represented by an iconic culinary character in this community, Chef Jonathan Landine. Always a pleasure having you on the show, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, Jonathan.
See you, Jonathan.
So where do we go from there? We got all these people thinking about how can I get a hold of Jonathan? How can I get in there and try some of this great food? Now, you know, Jonathan is probably hung up, but we're going to say, I bet he would give away a gift certificate to the person who's going to call in for a trivia question, right? So we'll put him on the spot, and maybe he'll call back and try to win it for himself. But anyway, we want to find out, you know, Jonathan's Cork is the name of the restaurant. But back in the 60s and 70s, it was known by another name, an equally as iconic name in this community. We want to know, what was that original name of that great restaurant that Jonathan's Cork is now? If you think you know the answer to the question, we're going to give the first person with the right answer a gift certificate to Jonathan's Cork. If you know the answer, call us now, 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. What was the original name of Jonathan's Cork on Tankaverde? Good luck. We'll be right back. Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting live with my celebrity co-host of the week, Tucson community manager for Yelp.com, Corey Dane.
Hey.
I'm hungry. I can't talk to Jonathan Landine and
I
leave.
I want those shrimp.
I'm just, oh my goodness.
I want shrimp
they were
and I want
so
a pound
good.
Of almond roca.
I thought I got it all over my shirt today. I kept looking down thinking, you know, I'm at a press conference today and I've got, you know, shrimp juice and Jonathan juice all over my shirt. Oh, wait a minute. Hey.
Hey now.
So, hey, it's family show.
Sun's not down.
Anyway, so we want to give one of our callers the chance to go and experience Jonathan's for the first, maybe the 10th time. The minute we announced the trivia question of the week, which was what was the original name of this great restaurant that Jonathan's Cork is today? The minute we went to a commercial, it was like the 4th of July in here.
Blew up.
With all of the lights that are
blew
you know, flashing
here.
And blinking and beeping and get me out of here. Anyway, so we're going to go right to it, lest we not forget that we've got some listeners here that want to have a shot at this. And anyway, we're going to go right to line one and say hello to Jessica. Hey, Jessica.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Doing great. Having a great time with Corey Dane of Yelp.com, thinking about Jonathan Landine and all his culinary artistry. And we want to be privileged to send you to Jonathan's to experience this magic, this mystery for yourself. What is the name of this restaurant when they first opened?
That would be the Cork and Cleaver.
The Cork and Cleaver survey says... I think you got it, girl.
Woo-hoo!
Wow. So the Cork and Cleaver, an iconic Tucson restaurant where the menu itself came on a cleaver. And I don't know, Jessica, how old you are. I'm not going to ask you that on live radio. And had you ever been to the actual Cork and Cleaver?
Yeah, well, I've actually got my mom next to me telling me what to say because that's one of her favorite restaurants.
Oh, so technically, you know, if mom wants to bring you to dinner, I guess she could. But, you know,
got the answer right, mom or Jessica.
Mother-daughter collaboration here. But you got it. Yes, the Cork and Cleaver, a wonderful nice. Tucson historic place. And I'm just so glad for all the foodies in this community that Jonathan saw fit to keep the name at least Cork in there. But, yeah, the Cork and Cleaver it is. Anyway, Jessica, don't go away. Sydney here at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be mine and Corey's personal privilege to send you a Jonathan's Cork gift card to you in the mail. Thanks so
Thank
much
you
for listening.
Very much.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So, the first time caller, I thought we had a stumper.
I know. Jessica had mom, you know, and mom knew.
And what a reaffirming thing to have happened that this is a show suitable for mothers and their daughters to listen to, you know, each and every week.
There you go.
You too can grow Very up to be sweet. The host of your own food radio show, honey, if you listen to this guy run his mouth for 60 minutes every Thursday. Anyway, I actually went to the Cork and Cleaver when I was about 11 years old when I first moved to Tucson. And I remember that day like it was yesterday. I was 11 years old and that's just that stuck with me. And what I love about Jonathan's is, yes, it's a new place and a new name and a new, and a new restaurateur and a new chef. But he's preserved that sense of place that restaurant was back in the 60s and 70s.
Definitely,
which is why I think generations keep coming back and keep coming back to introduce their own kids to what Jonathan's is and how people can celebrate that. I just love it.
And generations that work there too. I mean, when we had this event, told me stories about different generations of people that were servers and then had kids and those kids are now behind the bar, and it has such a cool feel. You know, the second you walk in the door, it's really hard to describe. It's such a neat place.
Yeah, I love it. So what's on the short-term horizon for Yelp.com?
Short-term? Well, we recently ran into each other at a great restaurant here in town, Rio Cafe, and that was part of our International Supper Club.
Ooh!
So we just launched that the first of the year. We do that the first Wednesday of every month. All those details are on Yelp.com, and we pose the question to the community, what international eats do you want to take in this month? And we take some votes and then head out to the next.
Wow.
So we are currently seeking votes for March.
Okay, great.
The first Wednesday in March.
So get involved, become a part of the discussion, influence the outcome of this very exciting thing happening
exactly,
on Yelp.com.
Yeah. We take about 30 people or so to each one of those. It's just a cool way to experience a place, you know, as a group and together.
Oh, wonderful. What do you like behind the bar these days when you're thinking about some of the great mixologists and bartenders that we're privileged to have here in Southern Arizona? What's fascinating you behind the bar?
There are some great ones. This time of year, I am loving heat. So anytime you add some cayenne, anytime you muddle up some chilies
oh,
and
yeah.
get that going, infuse that in something,
beautiful.
That just warms me. You know, January, February, I think, is a great time for those things. And then on the wine side, you know, it's so great that Yvonne brought that Malbec because that's my red. That's where I go this time of year.
Perfect. Yeah, I love the heat. I love what Carrie is doing behind the bar at the Abbey over on Sunrise and Kolb. She's got, I think it's called the Cafe Carrie, which is this
yep.
lovely, like hot chocolate kind of cocktail that has some, I think it has some shaved chipotle or something on the top of the foam. Have you had this?
I haven't, but
oh, my
I need to get
goodness.
Me one of those. That
yeah.
sounds amazing.
If you're into the heat, that's where they're doing it. They're really pulling out the heat there at the Abbey on Sunrise and Kolb. And speaking of heat, I love the spicy margarita over there at the Flying V at Los Ventana Canyon Resort.
Nice.
They do a great margarita over there, and I love they've got this a habanero infused tequila
Ooh.
That really brings on the heat and does it in a way that's juxtaposed against the sort of the tartness of the lime and the sweetness of the agave and that lovely taste of tequila that sort of hits you on the back end of that heat. That makes me say I am proud to be a Southern Arizonan. Anyway,
there you go.
Yelp.com for all of things Corey Dane. You can get to know him a little bit better, engage him in conversation, talk to him about you know, all the fanfare that you're experiencing across this community, and be a part of Yelp.com because this whole community does not exist without you, ladies and gentlemen. Corey, always a pleasure having you on the show.
Great to be with you, Matt.
Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show indeed is going to rerun this Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330 The Star. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell and Corey Dane reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5... it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
FM, South Tucson.